Good morning and welcome back to a brand new episode of Motherhood on Mondays, where we discuss motherhood and Jesus and the gospel and how we can have gospel-centered motherhood in our lives. Welcome back, guys. My name is Jessica. If you don't know me, my name is Jessica. I have two boys, Charles and Benjamin, and I live in Washington State, and I just love sharing different topics about motherhood and my faith and how we can live out motherhood from the gospel and just staying focused and being able to discern in our lives well so that we can be equipped to live out our faith in motherhood. So welcome back. Sorry for all the repeat hellos, but I just wanted to first and foremost say that if you're new here, hello. If you listened to last week's podcast, I just want to first off say thank you for all of the love and support on last week's podcast. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast, it's called When Grief Strikes, and I shared kind of a very emotional update of where we have been kind of these last couple months and just this last month of just experiencing loss. And you guys had a lot of really great feedback to that episode, and I appreciate you guys being here. If you're new here, I'm so glad that I could be of an encouragement to you guys through my message. So if you didn't hear that message, go listen to it. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's just real and it's raw and it's honest. And yeah, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. But today we're going to be talking about a special topic that's special to me, because I am what you call a boy mom, and boy moms get kind of a negative rap at times, and obviously so do like boy moms. Obviously there's like stereotypes of raising girls or boys that can have negative stereotypes, but I am what you call a boy mom. I only have boys, and I'm very blessed to have two sons. It's awesome being a boy mom. That was never what I saw myself having, is being a boy mom. I always figured I would have girls, but I have two beautiful boys. And I don't know about you guys, but I am surrounded by a lot of women in my life that have girls, that don't have a ton of boys. Like, I know women that have like a mixture of like girls and like a boy. And my sister-in-law, she has two boys and two girls. But I know a lot of people that just have girls, and I have two boys, and so it's something that I'm very purposeful in how I raise my sons. And I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I just feel really blessed that God has blessed us so far in our journey of raising boys. And so today's podcast, we're going to talk about raising boys, because I have, you know, spent a lot of time researching. I've spent a lot of time being very purposeful and intentional in how we raise our boys, because let's be honest, this is a harsh world and men are constantly under attack. And, you know, I kind of am under that generic stereotype. I'm raising white males. So, you know, I have a lot there that I have to think about while raising two white males. And constantly just thinking of how am I going to raise these boys into men. And there's a lot of struggles that I often see moms of either like a girl and a boy have, or just people that are struggling to raise boys. And while I certainly am not the leading expert on this, I have had 5 years of this under my belt, and I'm learning with every year. So really I can only speak to the years of, you know, 5, 6 down. But we are very purposeful, and we have a lot of mentors in our own life that have helped us in raising our boys. And so I wanted to talk about it today. So if you are curious about what we have done with raising our boys, if you are looking for some tips or trick for your young boys that you have in your house, I hope that you'll stay tuned, because I have a nice little list that I'm going to talk about today just to give you some tips and some reminders of how to raise boys. So let's jump into it. Okay, so boy moms often get this really bad rep. We often get kind of this negative stereotype of being very obsessed with our boys. And I cannot tell you, first and foremost, how much this annoys me, Because to me, I'm like, you know, obviously boys have to marry girls someday, and obviously there's moms out there raising exclusively girls. And for me, as someone that is raising boys who is very intentional, that wants to be a good in-law someday, for me, I'm like, you know, if our kids get married in the future, that means we're going to be like in-laws by some extension. Like, I don't want to have animosity towards each other simply because we're raising different genders. Like, we're going to have to be a team someday. So for me, I'm very purposeful in raising my boys. I know that there's a lot at stake, and me and my husband are very intentional with raising our boys, and we were very blessed that very early on in our relationship, we had really great mentors in our lives that helped us with raising boys. I also have a lot of just experience from seeing my parents struggle to raise boys, and there's just a lot to boys. And you know, you often hear that boys are harder in their younger years and that girls are harder in their teenage years, but they're easier when they're younger. It could be flip-flop, you know, everyone has different opinions on that. So there's just a lot of opinions about little boys, and there's a lot of stereotypes about little boys. And, you know, I'm always someone that tries to keep a well-balanced outlook about what having boys are, because there's a lot of just typical things about raising little boys that you're faced with, like, oh, boys will be boys, or, you know, boys, they're chaotic, they're jumping off the house. And, like, there's always a little bit of truth to some sayings, but then inevitably there's the people that take it to the unhealthy level of just, oh my goodness, not having boundaries with our boys. And so for me and my husband, we have what we call like a pretty healthy balance of like, yeah, we're raising boys. There are things about raising boys that is different, that make them unique compared to girls. They do things that not all girls do. But also, I was very much a tomboy growing up, and I did a lot of things that my boys do. So there's always going to be negative stereotypes. And for me, I try and keep a pretty balanced perspective of it. They definitely have a lot of things that's like, oh, yep, classic boy. Yep, classic boy this. But raising boys to me is something that I take really, really seriously. It is something that I take my responsibility to Christ in raising my boys well and stewarding my boys' minds and their bodies and their hearts well. And so there's a lot of things that I see moms kind of struggling with or moms forgetting about. And these are all things me and my husband really take into perspective with raising our boys. And so I want to talk about those things with you guys today. And I have a list, and it's not like a complete list. There's definitely going to be things on here that you might feel like are missing as a boy mom. I'm not going to get into like medical decisions or anything like that, but just some practical things that maybe if you're raising a boy, that might just be good to have on your checklist. You know, when you're raising girls, you think a lot about, you know, protecting them. You think about modesty. You think about protecting them from strangers and prey. But with boys, it's kind of a different ball game, right? So I have kind of a list here of numbers of things that boy moms sometimes forget while raising boys. And I think that this can apply to also girls in a lot of ways. So if you're a girl mom, go ahead and listen to this list too. So we're going to kind of go down my list. We're going to talk about things, and I'm going to kind of share where we come from and what, you know, we do with our boys. So the number one thing that I don't see moms doing while raising their boys is not having a goal or a purpose or a mission with raising their boys. There's not really a direction. You know, they don't spend you know, as parents, you know, if you run a small business, you plan your business well because you want your business to run well. But a lot of the times, a lot of parents can struggle with having a goal with raising their boys. Who do they want their boys to be? How do you want to do that? And how do you want to accomplish that goal with your boys? You know, with girls, you want them to be kind, you want them to be beautiful. But a lot of the times with boys, you're just like, this is so chaotic. Like, they're running around everywhere, they're climbing on top of the fridge, you know, they're throwing dirt in the tub. And so sometimes as moms, we can just get kind of into the chaos. The same thing happens with girls too. But as a mom, I think it's really important to sit down and say, what is my goal with raising my son? What is really important, and what character do I need to be instilling in him, and what mindsets do I want for my boy? and what type of husband do I want to raise for their future wife? What are those goals? And, you know, I think those are important to have just from the get-go, because when you don't have like a direction, you're not really being purposeful as a parent. And so for us, we know we need to raise boys that will be good providers. We want to raise boys that will be protectors of women and protectors of, you know, women's femininity. And, you know, we want to raise boys that stand up for truth. We want to raise boys that are respectful. And so not only are those some of our goals, we want to raise boys that love the Lord, that want to pursue a relationship with Christ on their own and take accountability. And so how are we going to do that while we raise our boys? And so for us, how we want to do that is by raising our boys under the truth of Scripture and what Scripture says we should be doing when it comes to discipling and training them. And so that gives us a lot of guidance in how we're raising our boys. And I think a lot of the times, mama boys, you kind of just feel like you have to survive the chaos of, like, they have a lot of energy. They have a physicalness to them that isn't the same as girls. And we're like, how do we manage this and how do we direct this? And so I think it's really important to think about these things when your kids are really young, so that before they get to that point of where they're moving a little bit more mobile, that you're like, okay, like, this is our purpose, this is our goal, and this is where we're going, and we've talked about how we're going to get there. A really good book that we read before we had our boys was Shepherding a Child's Heart, and I think that was by Paul David Tripp, one of those two. It's in my nightstand. That was a really great one that we really enjoyed for talking about the purpose of keeping your kids within boundaries and the grace that is there in their little bubble under the umbrella. There's another one I haven't read, but it's called Parenting. I think that one's by Paul David Tripp. The other one that we also really, really love, and this was a friend gave this one to me. It's by J.C. Riles, and it's 17 like tips or priorities of parents. And I was given this one by a friend of mine, and it's just a little tiny book. It's by J.C. Riles, and it is such a good book. It gives you 17 like different points of just practical things that are our goals as parents while we raise our boys. And that one was really, really great as well. For young men, there's one that's called Thoughts for Young Men. Cannot remember who it's by. I want to say it's by Wayne Grudem and John Piper. But that one is a little bit older for older boys. And that one is also another really great resource. So, thinking ahead of what is your goal while raising your boys. Number two, the second thing that I see a lot of moms struggling while raising their boys is, as moms, we relate to our boys and how we parent them by, you know, we think like girls, so we try and parent our boys from the perspective of, like, we're a girl, we have a perspective as a girl, we feel things as a girl, we relate as our experience as a girl, as a small child. And sometimes we will be raising our boys from this perspective and relating with them as a girl. And I think it's important to remember that they are not little girls. You know, a lot of the times I see moms saying, like, my boys just don't feel guilty when they do something bad. There's not a connect there. And that's because boys aren't little girls. Like, when we're little girls, we feel bad. We feel shame. And some boys, yes, will automatically feel bad about doing something wrong. But little boys do not relate in the same way as little girls. And so as moms, the only experience we have to go off of is like, well, when I was 4 or when I was 5 and I hit my sister, I felt bad. I cried. Now my son is doing that, and the only way I know to parent this is from, well, when I was 4, I felt bad. Why doesn't my son feel that way? I think it's important to remember boys are not girls. They're not wired the same way as us. And this was something I really struggled with, because I would tell my husband, like, Charles did this today, and I was trying to talk to him about it, and Thomas is like, well, yeah, he's not a girl. He doesn't feel the same way. It's not the same thought process. Girls are highly relational, which boys are relational too, but not in the same way as like you might feel relationally with your daughter. You might really connect relationally with your daughter. You'll connect with your sons too, but it's not the same way. And so a lot of moms will just parent from the perspective relationally, relating as a girl. And I think it's important to get to know how your little boy works and how your little boy thinks, because it's not always going to be the same line of thinking as you as a mom. So something to think about is reading up on books that explain how little boys think, because for you, you're like, oh, I did that. I feel bad emotionally. I feel sad. That's not always how it is for boys. Sometimes for boys, it's just, you took my truck. I'm angry. I'm going to hit you and I'm going to move on. There's not always the same line of thinking of like girls have a lot more thinking behind it. A lot of the times for boys, it's just upfront. So something to think about, you know, they're not girls. There's not a ton of differences, they say, realistically, between girls and boys from the age up until 5. But I have noticed a huge difference in my boys in comparison to my friends who have girls. And the world will say a lot of the times there's not a lot of differences between girls and boys by the time they're 5. But let me tell you something, my friends that have girls that are 5 are vastly different from my 5-year-old boy. And yes, obviously I don't have a girl in the house, so that does make it a little bit different. I'm the only girl, but there are some drastic changes. So the third thing I see boy moms struggling with is not taking your kids outside enough. My boys naturally have this instinct of where they crave and they need to work. They need to have a purpose. They need to have direction. If they lack those things, it's absolutely going to be chaos. Routine is good for boys. Schedules are really good for boys. And a lot of the times people just don't do that. And so with boys, I have a lot of friends that'll be like, well, like, I just really struggle getting out of the house or getting outside. My boys need hours of time outside. And that's not that they can't play physically inside. My boys literally have a dirt pit where they go to work, where they physically are working, and they have plans and they have directions. If they are not getting that physical sensory input that they need, it comes out in other ways. And it's how God has naturally instilled in our boys from a young age that they want to work. They're busy. Boys are busy creatures. And, you know, if you have just daughters, you know, girls are really relational. They'll want to sit and read books, which my boys love to sit and read books too. And this is not a cookie cutter guide, because you will have boys that just want to sit and read books and be relational. But then, you know, you also have a generalized population of boys that need to get outside. And when I'm not getting my boys outside, it comes out in different ways in the house. And, you know, a lot of people are like, my boys are just acting out in the house. They're just being crazy. I don't understand. And my response to that is get them outside, get their bodies physically moving, and make sure that that is a priority, is getting them lots of outdoors time. My kids love it. And when they have a sense of like, I'm going outside, I'm going to go work, I have my plans, this is what I'm doing. When they need to be inside and they need to focus and they need to do those things that, you know, girls like to sit and color. My boys, they will scribble for a couple seconds and then go outside. My boys are boys through and through. And it's not going to be the same for all boys, obviously, but I'm just talking from my experience of raising boys, is that if I'm not getting them outside enough, it comes out in different ways. So try and get your kids outside. Make it a priority. If you're a homebody, like, it's night and day when my kids get enough time outside. And that's the same for girls too. Girls need to get outside too. It's just, it comes out in different ways. And with my boys, and you know, most people I know that have boys, they really need a lot of sensory input for their muscles. And now there's a lot of comments that will come out in like the parenting world about little boys having a ton of testosterone. I can't say that I fully agree with that, because really I don't know enough about that research, but from like what I have read, it's not until they're older that that happens, with like puberty and stuff like that. But still, they are very physical. Boys are very much physical with their bodies, and they need that time outside. So definitely take them outside. So number three, this one's a big one. And if you do not have a healthy marriage with your husband, what will happen and what I see happening with a lot of moms of boys, and I have had many discussions with other friends who maybe their parents had boys as well. Moms, I see this issue happening, and this has happened in my life of where I've seen this happen, is relying on your boys to meet emotional needs instead of the husband. And this is something as a mom you do not want to need. You need to make sure that you are finding your adult friendship. First of all, your adult friendship should be coming from other adults. Friendship with your kids comes later. Not to say you can't be friendly and loving with your kids. Be loving, be lovey-dovey with them. But if you do not have a healthy relationship with your husband, there are a lot of moms that struggle with this, where they'll make an unhealthy boundary with their sons and get that from their sons. And it's not good because it creates an unhealthy balance with your son and the relationship of where your son feels responsible for your happiness, or your son feels responsible for like living at home longer. And so if you have things going on with your husband, make sure to address those things, because this is where the toxic mother-in-law trait comes from, where a mom has a really unhealthy relationship with her son, where she should be getting that from her husband. She should be getting that fulfillment from her husband. And absolutely, can we struggle when our kids leave the nest? Absolutely. But as moms, we need to be making sure that after we have children, we're still getting those relationship emotional needs being met from our husbands and not our sons. It's not their job to do that for us. And so it's our job as moms to maintain a healthy boundary there with our kids and making sure that it's not unhealthy, that we're not relying on our son to fill emotional needs that should be coming from our husbands. So the next one that is something I see a lot of moms struggle with is not teaching your sons how to overcome hard emotions or hard reactions or do things that are hard and frustrating, because gentle parenting is so popular. And so gentle parenting says a lot of the times that, you know, you need to really talk things out. You need to be very compassionate and very empathetic. And that does not really raise emotionally resilient kids. And I know the gentle parents are just coming for me in the comments of, well, no, that's not right. Boys are not the same as girls. Gentle parenting might work well for girls. It is devastating for boys, because boys can't handle a lot of talking. They just need you to be direct with them, let them know the boundary, why we don't do that, and move along. And so often what we do as moms is we sympathize with them from the perspective of, when I was a girl, this was really hard for me, so I need to be sympathetic to this, I need to be emotional to this. And what I call that is being loving and permissive. And it's not good, because what's our goal with raising our boys? We know they need to be providers. We know that they need to be able to face hardships. And it's our job as parents to help our kids learn how to do hard things. And boys can have really strong reactions to things. And it's our jobs to teach them what to do when that happens. You know, I'm very much this way of like, when I'm learning something new, it's very, very frustrating. And my first reaction is just wanting to quit. And that's not doing a service to our boys if we just let them quit. And so something that I instill in my boys from a very young age, when they're having a hard time, is you can do hard things. I know you can do hard things. It doesn't mean you abandon them, but you don't help them out of their problems all the time. You're there with them, you talk them through it, but making them work through hard things and giving them the confidence that you as a mom know they can do hard things. Boys need to know that their moms know they can do hard things, because boys want to do hard things anyways. But a lot of the times as moms, we rescue our sons and we fix the problem for that. And really that is us wanting to be needed. and we want to rescue because we're the mom and we're emotional and we're nurturing. But it's also our job to instill in our sons that they are capable. And when you constantly rescue them or don't make them work through hard things and show them how to do that, it's a disservice to them. And it's important to realize that our kids, and especially raising boys, they're going to have to do a lot of things that are really hard for them growing up, and they need to know that that's okay. So it's our job as moms to frame what their perspective about hard things is going to be. And my kids, when I raise them into husbands, they need to know that they're going to need to do hard things for their family, but they're going to have the confidence that they can do those hard things, because as a mom, I haven't shrugged away from it. You know, a lot of the times we address our boys very compassionately, and we kind of delay working through the hard thing because we feel like we need to be compassionate or take a longer amount of time. And there's definitely discernment in that. But ultimately, our kids need to know how to work through hard things. So I instill in my boys from a young age, you can do hard things. I don't help them out of their problems all the time. I have a son that really loves to be carried all the time, or really wants me to do everything for him, like put on his socks, put on his shoes. And I'm like, nope, you can do that. Or, you know, boys will have a really strong reaction. And a lot of the times their reaction is either fight or to run away. So in that moment of when they're fighting, stopping them, calming them down, that's not the appropriate reaction. I'm going to show you how to do it, and then making them do it. Or if they're the kid that has a really flight reaction, nope, you're going to come back. You're going to face the hard thing. I'm going to be here the whole time, but here is how you do the hard thing. And having them work through the hard thing uncomfortably. So making sure that you are teaching them how to overcome those things. And a lot of the times as girls, we face that as like, we need to sit down. We need to have a conversation about it. This is how I talk about it if this was my daughter, but it's not your daughter, it's a son. And boys, you can't do a ton of frilly words with them. You can't talk a lot of frilly emotions because they don't connect in the same way. So just from a practical standpoint. So the next thing on my list is teaching your boys how to control anger. And this is something that boys have. Boys have anger, and it comes out in different ways than it comes out for girls. And a lot of moms are just like, my boys have so much anger. And one of those things could just be from where is their dad in their life. You know, they need to first of all see how their dad handles anger when he's angry. And are they getting enough physical time outside? Are their bodies being worked and exercised enough? But then also teaching them what self-control looks like with anger, because anger out of control is not good, and it's not something that you want to leave untended with your boys. But a lot of times as moms, we approach that as like, oh, I see you're angry, I'm so sorry, let's talk about your feelings. And for me with my boys, it's a lot shorter than that. It's nope, you're not allowed to do that. When you're angry, you still have to be self-controlled. You don't get to be physical with it. And on top of that, you will still be respectful to me, your mom. And that is a requirement, because anger can come out in a lot of ways with boys. And a lot of moms are just like, I just don't know what to do. And my recommendation is don't go for the gentle parenting of like, oh, punch the pillow instead. Oh, you know, go outside and kick rocks or whatever. It's teaching the self-control of anger and being able to be angry while being self-controlled, and teaching them how to work through it and have the appropriate response. Because, you know, when you're an adult and you're working a job, you don't just get to go punch a pillow. And, you know, if you're angry, and what is the reason you're angry? Is that justified or not? You know, and so teaching them how to control anger is very, very important. The next thing that I see a lot of parents with boys struggle with, and I was actually listening to a podcast where the doctor was talking about this. One of the worst ways you can parent is being loving and permissive, and it's actually a horrible way to parent. He's like, nope, it's way worse than being like hostile. But as moms of boys, we need to be loving but firm with our kids, especially when you're raising boys. boys naturally want to be in control. They naturally want to lead. They naturally have this instinct in them to lead and protect and to conquer. That's naturally in them, but it's also our jobs as mom to teach and direct that. And a lot of the times we can be very permissive with our boys of where they're being physical or they're doing something, and we say, hey, stop that. Hey, stop that. Hey, stop that. Or we want to talk about it a lot. And boys, they need your love, but they also need you to be firm in it. They need firm boundaries. And so really a lot of it comes down to, as moms, realizing that we relate in a way that's from a perspective as a woman, but with raising boys, we need to be able to switch gears and realize what's best for them as I parent them and their boys. I'm a woman, but I'm raising boys, so I need to understand how they work, and I need to understand how to parent them in the way that's best for boys. So the next thing, and I've talked about this a little bit already, is talking too much to your boys. It goes over their heads. You know, we try and sit and have these really flowery conversations with our boys, and here's the thing, your kids just need you to be direct with them. No, we're not going to punch our brothers, you know, very just direct, and why we don't do that, and then move along. You know, so often, you know, we have these emotional conversations with our friendships or whatever, but with boys, be direct, don't use a ton of words with them. Because after a couple of words or so, it's lost to them. Their eyes are glazing over. So whatever you don't want them to do or whatever you're trying to tell them, also don't phrase it as an optional thing. Just phrase it as, go put on your shoes. Not, can you go put on your shoes? Just put on your shoes. We're leaving. Or, okay, we're going to go now. It's, don't make it like an optional thing. Just be direct with them. You know, don't hit your brother. You know, don't dump out the dog food. Not, can you please stop dumping out the dog food? Or, you know, that's really not nice when you hit our brothers. It really hurts us. Like, you can talk about that in short sentences. It's not kind to hit your brother. It doesn't glorify God. Don't do that again. And so with boys, a lot of the times we just talk too much. So being direct is so important. The next thing is that we don't build confidence in our sons. A lot of the times as moms, we do a lot for our kids. Raising boys, they love to protect, they love to lead, but they're also looking to you to see if you're proud of them and if you believe in them. And this is something I see a lot of young boys. You know, we nag on our kids or we rag on them, like, why would you do that? What were you thinking? And that obviously has an effect on girls as well, but boys, they look to their moms and they want to know their moms love them and are proud of them, and they need to know that you believe in them. And obviously that's the same for girls, but when you tear down a boy's confidence from the time he is really young, I've noticed a difference between girls and boys, as well, whereas girls, a lot of the time, they want to overcome that negativity and prove that they don't want to. When you destroy a boy's confidence, it's a horrible thing, and it just leads to your kid being like, I can't even try. And then they don't have the confidence to take initiative. They don't have the confidence to go out there and lead. And so as a mom, when they do something well, complimenting those things and building up their confidence and making sure that they are confident and knowing that you see them, you see the good, not just the bad, and, you know, building that in them so that they know they can do things. So that also directly ties into not saving them when they have problems, teaching them they're capable. And also that ties into as well as making them face hard things, because that helps build up their confidence. So the next thing is, moms don't give their boys responsibility or leadership, leadership things to build their leadership. Boys love responsibility and they love a sense of purpose. And when they don't have those things, it just looks very chaotic. It looks like a lack of direction in their lives, and it can just come out in a ton of different ways. And so giving your kids things that they can do practically that makes them feel like they're important, that they have things that are for them to lead in, like, you know, having my son Charles take the leadership in helping make dinner, you know, helping with the salad, or, okay, Charles, what are we doing? You lead us. You're going to lead us in this. And he's like, okay. And he takes leadership in that. And giving them things that are age appropriate that they can lead in, and also build responsibility in them for things that they're responsible for. They definitely need that in their lives. And it's our job as moms to build our son's character. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to build leadership abilities in your son? And how are you going to build respectfulness into them and their characteristics of as you raise them? So that's really, really important. A lot of the times we just do everything for our kids. Obviously that happens with girls as well, but, you know, making sure they have that sense of that. And then, you know, this is also important for your kids to see you as a wife and how you are relating to your husband. Your boys are going to watch how you treat their dad, and that is going to directly impact their view of what they think being a leader is in the home. And a lot of times what'll happen is, you know, men, they struggle with passivity. Women, we can struggle with wanting to usurp our husbands. And a lot of the times as wives, we get discontent with our husbands and we get upset when they are struggling with passivity. And so that will come out in our attitudes and how we relate to our husbands. Our boys are watching us. How are you treating them? How are you showing them they should expect a wife to treat them? But also, how are you showing them that you're treating their dad even when they're not necessarily doing everything they should be doing? And I think a praying wife is the most beautiful thing we can show our sons. But also, when your husband's not in the house, how are you speaking about your husband when your boys are around? You know, for me, we're always talking about, you know, I'm so grateful that daddy is at work providing for us. Or when they're like, where's dad? Dad's at work. He's providing for us. We are so thankful for that. Or when we have lunch, thank you, God, that daddy worked hard for this food. Or when we're cleaning up our toys and how they're treating their toys. You know what? Dad worked really hard to provide the money for you to have this toy. I'm not going to let you disrespect it because I'm really grateful that for all that dad does for our home. So another thing to think about is, how are your kids seeing you relate to your husband? Because it's going to shape their view. And also, how are you acting as a wife? What example are you showing your son that they should want in a future wife someday? So that's another thing to really think about as a mom raising boys. So another thing that kind of goes into responsibility and leadership abilities is not helping your kids learn independence. Obviously, as moms, I don't really struggle with this one as much. I'm not necessarily overly nurturing. I didn't have a lovey-dovey mom, but there's moms that are really emotional that, you know, you love having your kids, you're obsessed with your kids, and maybe you can kind of struggle with that, like being so obsessed and loving them so much that you struggle to have that healthy balance. We're raising boys that have to feel confident leaving the nest, being a leader, and we have to give them those tools when they're young. A lot of the times, you know, moms will have this unhealthy relationship and this unhealthy codependency with their sons, and their sons will be 18, 19, and they don't feel confident to leave the nest. They don't feel ready. So, you know, as hard as it can be, teaching your kids to be independent in a healthy way. Obviously, letting them know this is home. This will always be home. You can always come back to home. But we need to raise them to be capable. And a lot of the times that looks like, even as a mom, even when we want to do all these things for them, it's also teaching them that they are capable. They can do a lot of things. Letting them do those things and not just being like, no, just let me doing it. And so teaching them healthy independence. And, you know, my husband's parents are a really great example of this, of where, you know, when Thomas met me, he was 19. They raised him and he was confident. He knew who he was in the Lord. They had built all this great character because they were purposeful in how they were doing that and what they required from him in raising him. And he got to 19, excited to get married, and didn't know how to do that. And you know what they did? They sat him down and they were like, you know what, you want to get married, we're going to help you make a plan. And they helped him make a plan, but then it was like up to him to do that plan. And he had the confidence and the ability to do that because they had taught him how to do it. They had taught him how to work hard. They had taught him how to be independent. They had taught him how to take initiative and how to be confident in that because they were still there. They were watching from afar, but he had to do it. And so they gave him all those skills he needed and they sat down and helped him make a plan. And then when it was time for him to leave, that he left, his parents didn't step in, they left, and after we got married, it was that appropriate boundary of, we love you, we're here to help, and we're here to give you wisdom, but you're married, and you're capable, and you can do these things. So that should be our goal as moms to our sons, to be there, to give them the confidence, to give them the character that they need, to be sons that can step out of the house feeling confident, but knowing they can always come back to you and ask for help if they need it. The last one that I want to talk about is not having a game plan for discussing purity, and discussing relationships and their bodies and sex. This is very important because the average age of boys running into porn is very young. It's a very young age. What is your game plan for protecting your boys' eyes, and what is your game plan for that? You know, for us, we really like to get to the heart of why we do these things. And something that, you know, you see now and people deconstructing from toxic purity culture is just sex is bad, women's bodies are bad. And for us, that's not the approach we have on it. We're very much, you know, we don't have internet access here. This is the age you can have a phone. You're not going to have access to those certain things. But also not approaching it from a shame perspective of being like, this is something God created. It is awesome. It is fun within the boundaries of marriage. But here is why we have purity. Here's the purpose of purity. It's not to put you within these boundaries of life sucks. It's not fun. But this is the gospel, and this is what God reflects through marriage and the gospel. And this is the heart of purity. I'm not only, you know, women are created by God to be cherished and loved and respected, but also, you know, women are not objects to be used for sex. But here are also the tools to do that. And here is why we want to honor God through purity. And, you know, boys are very physical, and at young ages, you know, they're boys. They have penises and they're active, and you're going to have to deal with those through the ages. You know, my boys, hands always in the pants. It's always a thing, you know, get your hands out of your pants, take your hands off, you know, it's not a toy. So how are you going to deal with those things and have those discussions? When's an appropriate age? And these are things you have to discuss at a young age, because, you know, I'm a girl. My first introduction to nudity was at a very young age, and I got in trouble for it. And I'm just a girl, and I was someone who found it on the computer. I had friends that had magazines, and it's much more prevalent for boys, but it's becoming an issue for girls too, of where even girls are getting introduced to this at a young age. So what does that look like, and how does that look like protecting them with sleepovers? What does that look like with computer access with your house? What does that look like with cell phone usage? And how are you going to approach that conversation from how do we honor God and not have it just be all about legalism? Because I think that's a big issue that a lot of parents have struggled with, is, you know, having the honest conversation about it and not making it legalistic, but explaining the heart of the gospel to our kids, of the beauty of why God has made it in this design and in this feature. And, you know, me and my husband are very blessed. We waited until marriage. It was very hard for us. We experienced how hard purity and honoring God was. And so my husband's parents were also a huge key in this, of like, they were very purposeful as in-laws, as being very present in their kids' lives. So we would constantly go out on like double dates with my husband's parents, of where they would offer to pay for dinner. And it was totally like something they did to be in a part of our lives as when we were dating. But they also offered advice and wisdom when it came to purity, even when we were 19, 20, and 21, of where we valued their relationships. And that was because, you know, they had a game plan for their son of how they were going to handle that. They had that conversation with him, and it wasn't just legalism, but it was like, this is why we honor God with this, and this is why this is something that protects you, and this is why this is something that is beautiful, to where my husband valued that when we started dating.
He wanted to honor me. He wanted to honor God. And so his parents had that game plan, and it had such fruit in their son's life that it blessed me as a wife coming into marriage. Now, it doesn't mean they won't have to figure stuff out when they get married, but it's important to think about those things while you have your son and have that game plan for your son of how are we going to address this. And then, you know, through the ages of 3, 4, 5, what does that look like on a practical level? You know, boys are very physical. They're going to argue with their brothers, they're gonna, you know, be physical with their bodies, but what is that game plan for them? And even for us, my sons, we don't really watch things even from a young age that is inappropriate. And that's not because, like, you know, there's such this negativity of like, well, girls shouldn't have to dress a specific way because, you know, we shouldn't have to be protecting boys' eyes and yada, yada, yada. You know, we are always for, you know, our boys, you know, you are in charge of yourself and you are in charge of honoring and glorifying God in everything you do, everything you say, everything, you know, you do with your eyes, your ears. And so obviously we teach them responsibility, but yeah, just all wonderful things to think about while raising boys. There's obviously a lot more I could talk about while the importances of raising boys. There's so much more I could talk about, you know, but for us, we're working really, really hard with raising boys that love and obey the Lord. And that's ultimately the very basic goal. But it's important to have a how and a why. It's important to have the mission behind raising boys, or it can very easily just be a chaotic thing. It's so easy to fall into stereotypes of like, oh my goodness, my son just climbed a tree and peed from 5 feet off the ground onto a dirt puddle, like, oh, typical boy. Or, you know, like, oh, my boys are being boys. But, you know, it's, I think one of the biggest things as moms we can do for our boys is recognize I am a girl, but I need to parent my boy as a boy, and make sure that that informs how we are raising our kids.
Obviously, there's a lot more things I could talk about that I probably missed. You know, I'm just talking about a lot of different topics here. Like, obviously, we could get more into how do you behaviorally discipline boys, or, like, you know, while they're in the home. But these are just all things to think about, and hopefully they could encourage you that raising boys is awesome. And there's a lot of things that we have to do while raising them, just like there's a lot of things as girl moms we have to do. But ultimately, you know, for me, I want to honor God with raising my boys, raising them capable, raising them where they're respectful, of where they take accountability for their actions, of where they know how to appropriately lead and what God-honoring leadership looks like, teaching them how to battle passivity and teaching them how to battle that, you know, over aggressive, you know, that men can fall on. And it just breaks down into so many little things as moms. So I hope that this could give you some really good things to think about. And yeah, there's a lot more things that could be on my list. What do you think I missed? I think the last thing I maybe missed on this list is having a game plan for fostering their relationship with Christ. And I think that could be on a girl's list as well. For us, it's kind of just like a no-brainer. And for us, what it looks like is every morning at the breakfast table, we read through a chapter of the Bible, we work through memory verses, and then setting an example for my sons what praying looks like. I'm looking, teaching my sons what daily devotions look like and what that looks like having a relationship with God. And that's definitely something that should be on your list as a mom. All day, every day, I'm talking to my kids about what's God's purpose for us? What is his plan? Why is obedience important? Why is respect important? Why did God make me your parent? And so always teaching, always training. So obviously having that in mind as a mom as well of raising boys is, how are you raising your boys to love and obey God? And what does that look like physically in the house? And you know, we teach our kids what worship looks like, you know, worshiping God in our home, and what prayer looks like, and what reading their Bible and loving the Lord looks like. And really that comes from our example and our leadership. We also do some basic catechisms with them. We also are heavily involved in church. I think that's very important with boys, of, you know, if boys get to the age of where they're 18 and 19, you know, they will decide, am I going to keep going to church or not? And a lot of boys are just like, nope, like, that's not my thing. So teaching them the importance of that as well is so, so important. But I have gotten this to a very long length, and there's, I'm sure, things that I maybe left out of this. I want to know, leave in the question box or the poll box, what is something that you think people forget as moms of boys? What is something that you as a mom see other moms forgetting as they raise their sons? Obviously, I could talk about this topic for hours, and like, I could also talk from the perspective of, you know, how are we teaching our boys to think about how they treat girls and that relationship there. I'm not going to go into that because that's a time for another podcast. But before I go, I'm just going to pray. This podcast has gotten long. I hope you've enjoyed it. And let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for boys. Thank you that I get to raise boys, and help me to have a heart that is tender in raising them and holding on to them, but also recognizing that my kids are yours at the end of the day. Help me to raise men that are loving of you, Lord, that have strong character and are good leaders, and that will be future good husbands, and help me to be a good mother-in-law someday. Help whoever is listening to this to remember that it's so important to raise our boys to love the Lord and to honor God with how we raise our kids, whether it's a girl or a boy. Help us to glorify you, God, in raising our boys, and to remember as moms that we're raising boys, and that sometimes that requires learning a little bit more about how little boys think versus how we think as women. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, that's today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you do me a favor? Would you mind rating this podcast? Reviews really help my podcast to get seen, and I don't have a ton of them, but I know you guys listen. So if you could just take a moment to review this podcast, just give it 5 stars, just say it's great, or recommend it to a friend. That would really help me out. So make sure to follow me over at Refined Purpose on Instagram, and I will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.